The KSE 100 index of the Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, surged 2,351 points, or plus 2% week on week, to close at 134,300, marking a second week of gains driven by a strong earnings outlook, record remittances, and positive macro news. Major boosts came from a U.S.-Pakistan trade deal, $2 billion investment from Azerbaijan, and rising Panda bond expectations. The state bank's foreign currency reserves hit a 39-month high at $14.5 billion. Commercial banks led gains, adding 1,329 points, while cement, auto, and textile sectors followed. UBL, Mizen Bank, and MCB Bank were the top gainers, while Bank Al Habib and Ingro Fertilizers were the major drags. Average daily turnover fell 2% to 947.8 million shares, and foreign investors sold $5.76 million worth of equities, but it was offset by local buying. Among FY25 highlights were remittances hitting $38.3 billion, plus 27%, auto sales higher by 43%, and early retiring of 1.5 trillion rupees worth of debt. Analysts see continued momentum with room for profit-taking. The index trades at 6.8x forward price-to-earnings ratio, offering a 7.4% dividend yield. Top picks include OGDC, Pakistan Petroleum, Mizen Bank, MCB Bank, PSO, Hubco, and Systems Limited. On a day-on-day basis, the PSX extended its rally on Monday as the bullish momentum persisted, with the index surging 1,421 points, plus 1.08%, to 133,370, backed by encouraging macroeconomic signals. On the second trading day, the market shot up to a new peak above 134,000 points in intraday dealings, but it could not sustain the momentum and closed almost flat as investors offloaded their holdings to book profit. On Wednesday, the bourse witnessed volatile trading as the benchmark KSE 100 index recorded a decline of 826 points. The market entered a phase of consolidation following recent strong rallies, fluctuating between intraday high of 133,566 and intraday low of 132,326. The following day, the PSX had a positive session, gaining 1,205 points in the backdrop of historic high remittances at $38 billion for FY25 and $1 billion in Islamic financing from a Dubai Islamic Bank-led consortium, marking the return to Middle Eastern markets after 2 years. Consolidation continued at the market on Friday, when the index floated in both directions and ultimately closed at 134,300, reflecting a gain of 517 points. RF Habib Limited, AHL, in its weekly commentary, noted that the KSE 100 index continued its upward trajectory, rising steadily from 131,949 to 134,300, marking a weekly gain of 2,351 points, or 2%. Among key developments, media reports suggested that Pakistan and the U.S. had reached a trade and tariff deal framework ahead of the July 9th deadline, aimed at preserving market access and attracting U.S. investment. Separately, Pakistan and Azerbaijan signed a $2 billion investment agreement during the 17th Economic Cooperation Organization, ECO, summit, with the final deal expected during Azerbaijan President's upcoming visit, AHL said.